Like, I can't wait anymore. Can you, like...
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll get it started. What's going on, Titans? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Titan Podcast, or DT Pod for short. In today's episode, we're going to be going over volume 117, issue number 14 of the Daily Titan student newspaper. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a sports roundup. We're also going to be going over a news story about the Fresh Kitchen in the TSU. We're also going to be talking a little bit about No Stress Fest. And we're also going to be covering an opinion on the hustle culture. Stay tuned, Titans. Oh, and before I forget, I'm your news design editor, Kabir Kansar, and I'm joined with...
the opinion editor, Jaden Lovelady. Okay, guys, buckle up. Right off the bat, we got a lot to talk about right now. In one section, even. Three different sports. With our very own sports correspondent, Nick.
What's up, guys?
Do you want to tell them which three sports?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about softball, baseball, and tennis today.
Which one first?
Let's kick it off with baseball.
What can you tell us?
Well, baseball swept their series this weekend. And
someone bring out the brooms.
Let's go. And it was different this weekend because usually they don't rely on their pitching in the same sense that they rely on their offense. They score a lot of runs. That's what they're known for. And even their head coach has said that their pitching is their weakness. It's what they struggle with. This weekend it was the opposite. They pitched really well. Shout out to their closer specifically. His name is Andrew Wright. He had 3 saves.
Oh, wow. Why do you think they did better this weekend?
Man, it could have just been like who
just
they were playing against.
Anything?
Yeah.
Who were they playing against?
They had a 3-game series against UC Davis.
All right.
So,
did they swept them? Did they win all three?
Or? Yes, they did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's cool. And another cool thing just kind of leads us into softball. Is softball also kind of have the same series where they won all 3 games. And you can credit their pitching for all 3 games.
This is their 14th win?
14 wins in a row.
Wow.
That's insane.
Impressive. Wow. Yeah. Very impressive.
Yes.
How many of those wins have been sweeps?
I think they've had 4 straight series as sweeps. 3 straight sweeps, at least.
Wow.
Plus their Tuesday games.
Wow.
But yeah.
Tusks were freaking up.
Yeah.
Like, for them, that's crazy.
And for them, their pitcher, Trisha McCleskey, is one of their starters.
Mm-hmm.
She pitched 7 innings the first game, and it was a shutout, and she only gave up 1 hit. So she almost threw a no-hitter.
Wow. Cool. That's impressive. That's a great little badge to stamp on a college career, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
How about tennis?
And tennis, the last one, well, they lost this weekend. It was the first round of the Big West Championships.
Mm.
And what's interesting about their story is they lost 4-3, and it was kind of the exact same thing last year. They lost 4-3 in the Big West Championships.
Who did they lose to this year?
They lost to Northridge. That's who it was. So they lost to them 5-2 earlier in the year. They lost to them 4-3 in this game, and they lost to them on the very last match. So it was tied 3-3, very last match. It came down to the last set, and then they ended up losing.
What do you think is sort of like the cause? Or like, what do you think is responsible for this sort of like continued out in the first round?
Well, they have a couple of players that are really reliable at the top end. Mm-hmm. Same Young, is the main one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they struggle especially with the mid to lower end. So it's just a depth and consistency thing that they struggle with.
Mm.
But also, brand new head coach Ellie Johnson just joined. So
okay, definitely.
They're on the startup right now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So we can expect that that they're gonna be younger, and they're gonna try and improve on their consistency next year. So
definitely, and they'll have more time to grow with the coach as well.
Mm-hmm. It seems. Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any other highlights out of all 3 of the sports?
I want to go back to, we could just say Sam Young again. If you look at her record, it's pretty great. So she's in doubles, she's 8-5 overall in the season, and then in her singles play, she's 15-4, and she's 10-0 against Big West Conference.
Oh my gosh.
Wow!
So she's had a great year. Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So she deserves a shout out, and.
Did you see any of these games, like, in person?
No. I didn't get to go out.
Okay. Well,
but from what I've heard from other reporters, it's really great energy. they're actually very loud at the courts. So.
Yeah, I remember I watched the multimedia piece Jacob Fisk made. And he had some great natural sound in there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. I do have a question for you guys, though.
Oh, this is new.
Okay, so just off the top of the head, if you can invent a sport.
That's a good
give
one.
Give me a good.
You first.
Me first?
Yeah. I'll
invent
give this one
a sport?
To you.
Like from scratch?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a real tough
or,
one.
Or if we take a sport right now and add an extra rule to it.
Okay. You know like croquet? Like where they hit the balls on the ground between the pegs?
Yep.
Some like that, but like hoops instead of like the pegs on the ground. Like you gotta like chip the ball up.
Okay.
Ooh. Like something like that, I think.
That's a good one, like hockey.
Kind of. Sort of. Like a field hockey kind of vibe, yeah.
Surfing counts as a sport, but I would combine surfing and gymnastics. So it's whoever can surf, and then you could do, like, maybe a back handspring. Maybe.
On the board?
Yeah.
This is like that Club Penguin game.
Yes.
Like the surfing coach.
That's exactly where I thought of it from. Yeah.
Love it.
But maybe it doesn't have to be in the ocean, because that's a little scary. Maybe it could be in, like, a wave pool.
Because
I wouldn't endanger the players like that, but I would like to see that happen.
Definitely. Nick, what about you?
I would go back to something like rowing.
It's an underrated sport.
Mm-hmm. And I would have, you could do like rowing, and between each individual canoe, you could have like a dodgeball game going or something like that. Like,
that'd be crazy. Attacking. That's like pirate ships with the cannonballs and stuff.
Or like paintballs.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's really good. I would play that.
I heard they had this as a Navy training exercise, actually.
Oh, are we sure? Can we fact check that?
We'll get on that soon.
Okay, can you go find a fact check for that?
Yeah, I got
it. Awesome.
Well,
let's do
we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, guys. It is me, Jaden Lovelady, and the rumors are in fact true. I'm going to be the next editor-in-chief starting in fall of 2025. I'm looking to add new people onto my staff in volunteer positions as for assistance in news, lifestyle, opinion, sports, and layout, as well as looking for desk editors and assistants for social media, multimedia, photo, and copy. And if you're looking to be a part of the team that creates the award-winning DT Pod, I'd love to hear from you as well. If you're interested in any of the positions I listed before, please apply at dailytitan.com.
All right, guys, hot off the press, we're going to be talking about a fresh news story from the news desk about the TSU's currently unoccupied Fresh Kitchen spot.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
So the story was written by Emily Gonzalez, a staff writer, and it kind of overviews, like you said, the Fresh Kitchen space in the TSU is unoccupied and there's no real immediate plans for development. It was talked about like a Chick-fil-A pop-up concept, but it ultimately got denied by ASI student leaders because of, you know, like the cost of the food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As well as like the ethics of the company.
Yeah. So for the story, Emily interviewed Kimberly Ball, the director of CSUF's Auxiliary Enterprises, and they kind of oversee the dining options that are in place at the TSU.
Right.
So in that interview, they mentioned obviously the Chick-fil-A pop-up, but they also talked a little bit about how ASI is ultimately the ones that sort of approve the decisions that happen in the TSU when it comes to dining.
Right.
So at the moment, there's no current plan to implement something there, but when they do go about putting a new dining spot into the TSU, they go based on like different things like the cost of the food as well as student interest in terms of what the students want to see there.
Yeah. It says in the story that they gather student feedback through campus surveys and like to get student opinion. And that's something she did in the article too. She got some student interviews in there. One girl said Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A, funny enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, what would you put in there?
Ooh. If I could have like anything, it's pretty unfeasible, but like Matiki Hawaiian Barbecue.
Ooh.
That'd be a classic.
That would be good.
Or like Nick Super Burgers. Those are like my top two.
That would be good. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I think, I don't know. I think Kava would be good. And I don't care that it's right across the street.
They
I
got
want
Penn
it on
Express
campus.
Right there. It's
exactly.
Right across the street too.
But I think another good option, I would want another like coffee place, to be honest.
Low key, yeah.
I don't rock with Aloha Java like that.
I would be down for another coffee place, but they need to have like sandwiches and stuff like that.
Like a little cafe kind of vibe. Yeah, like 85 degrees.
Ooh, if we can get an 85 degrees on campus, that would be legendary.
Yeah. But yeah, there's no real update as to when we'll hear about this, but it's up to ASI student leaders. So, hey.
We'll find out when we find out.
Yeah, I guess.
And we'll let you know when we find out.
Sure.
You know what?
What?
I'm leaving.
Why?
I hate No Stress Fest.
Oh my god. That was really a lot, guys. I'm sorry. He actually likes No Stress Fest. He's very involved with TR. Hence, he's taking his exit while we talk about lifestyle. But who is here to talk about lifestyle with us? Miss Michelle King, our news editor.
Hello.
Hello.
OMG.
So you wrote this story, didn't you?
I did. This is a big move. I haven't written for lifestyle in a minute.
True. Your first story, actually.
My first ever story.
Was lifestyle when I was a lifestyle assistant. 1 year ago. Well, look at us now.
Wow, look at us now.
Wow.
Awesome.
Okay, so tell me about No Stress Fest.
No Stress Fest. An event held by Titan Radio.
No
once
way.
A semester. Yes way.
Whoa.
Yes.
For why?
To reduce stress for students. No Stress Fest.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, I see what they did there. That's
yes,
awesome.
I know. And they bring in some local bands to play.
I heard they had one more than previous semesters.
Yes. Yeah, we're changing it up. They usually have three. This year, four.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I know.
I know.
Count them. Count them.
Awesome. One, two, three, four.
Four.
I'm actually sad because I did not go to this No Stress Fest, and I've gone to the last three. Mm. I actually covered the last one. However, I go just for the love of the game because I love music, but I was out of town.
Mm.
So now I'm like really
like... Back-to-back coverage, though.
I know, but this is like low-key...
Two best friends covering No Stress Fest.
I know, how beautiful. Aww. And I'm actually getting like the readership experience. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm actually reading about
it.
Right. Okay, tell me about the bands. Did you like them?
I did. I did enjoy them. They were punk bands. That was kind of the theme.
Cool.
Yes, very cool. They usually do, like, alternative bands at this event. But this year, a couple of weeks ago, they had an event, Girls Just Want to Have Punk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really successful. So they decided to keep with the theme.
I couldn't go to that one either.
Music. I know.
Bro, I've been lacking with Titan Radio. I need to actually show up. I keep being out of town.
But they were very good.
Were they all, like, were all the bands from, like, Orange County or from around the area?
Yes, they're all local bands. Mm. Titan Radio kind of prioritizes getting bands from OC.
How was the crowd there? Were they, like, getting down with the scene right?
They were. They were really into the music. There was a lot of people there. A lot of non-CSUF students enjoying music as well.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
There was one of the bands, I believe Nod, is made up of high school students, so they brought a lot of their friends from high school, which was pretty cool. So it was a pretty, like, the age range was
that's
pretty
cool
wide. Yeah.
That the bands, like, brought in their following and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Very cool.
Did you have a favorite band?
I really liked Nod, genuinely. The front woman, I guess, is what you call it. She was very impressive, and she had very good energy, and I got to speak with her afterwards, and she was very sweet.
That is so cool. Is there anything different about, like, this No Stress Fest compared to the other ones?
This year, it was held in the Becker Amphitheater. It has not been held there in at least two semesters. The past two have been at the Pub in the TSU. So this semester was a little bit different, but it was a cool venue for it to be outside. I had a little more room to spread out.
Who would you have play No Stress Fest?
I have
anybody.
A crazy headliner.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You have to set up a headliner of at least three.
Oh, goodness. Okay. We're bringing it, like, Coachella level.
Okay,
to
wow.
Our school. Yeah.
Wow.
We're doing headliner, Tyler the Creator.
I knew it.
Doing, and then two, what is it, like, two other headliners?
Sure.
We're doing multiple stages.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure.
We're also doing... Who else? Oh, goodness. We're doing Bob Dylan.
Wow. Okay.
And...
Strong correlation?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're giving the students what they want.
Right.
And then...
And that's variety.
Yes, of course. And we're also going to do... Oh, so many options. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, me personally.
Marcy.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Me personally... opening, we're having No Doubt. But not No Doubt from now. Like, it gotta be, like, 90s peak No Doubt.
Okay.
I would get a time machine to bring them here.
Wow.
Because they've played in the Becker before.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, they would be my opener.
Okay.
And then we would have Jeff Buckley.
Oh, I didn't know we could bring dead people back. Oh, yeah. I would have said Jeff Buckley.
Yeah. And then, you'll never guess my headliner? Wow. Probably Tyler, the Creator.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should collab, girl.
Okay, girl.
Yes, yeah. We'll be the organizers for this festival at the Becker.
Do you think we could have, like, DT Fest? We could curate the music, maybe?
Oh, wow, yes.
Okay.
A lot of Stress Fest.
Yeah, a lot of Stress Fest, actually.
Yes, very stressful fest.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be good. We can compete, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right.
TR, well, watch out.
Yeah. After this, I'll come, like, meet you in the newsroom and we can talk about
it. Yeah, we'll plan it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll reach out to their team. We can reach out to Kendrick, maybe.
Oh, yes. I would love to have him as well.
Yeah.
Maybe SZA, too. Because they're on tour together.
I mean, they're already doing shows, so.
I'm sure they would love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it later.
Yes.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
I have an opinion I want to reiterate.
Yeah? What would that be?
I hate No Stress Fest. But that's not the opinion we're going to talk about right now. Because right now, we're going to be talking about the grind set and hustle culture.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know who wrote this one?
I would, because I'm actually the opinion editor.
Go ahead and tell me about
it. That would be Edgar Lopez. He's a staff writer. 471 is the class that he takes to be a staff writer. But yeah, he kind of just shared an opinion about how hustle culture and this, like, grind set mentality is actually more, like, it deteriorates a lot more than it produces.
No, definitely. It's more counterproductive than it is productive, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it places a lot more weight on students to sort of always be doing something, always kind of pursuing something, but it doesn't take into account the fact that a lot of people need rest in between all the things they do.
Yeah, and a big part of, like, this grind set or this, like, hustle culture is how, like, the term burnout and, like, genuine burnout has become so watered down and, like, is not recognized as a literal struggle anymore.
No, yeah, because burnout's a real mental state, but I feel like it's now been diluted into, like, every other sentence of, like, oh, I'm tired of this, I'm kind of burnt out about it.
Yeah, and, like, you can be, like, burnt out of a TV show or burnt out of blah, definitely. Blah, blah, but, yeah, like, definitely. Genuine burnout is when it's physically affecting you as well, when you're, like, sick and you can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
No, definitely. They had some really good quotes in here, too. They interviewed an academic advisor. And academic advisors have a really unique perspective on this because they kind of oversee all the students and they kind of understand where every student's at in terms of their academic pacing.
Yeah.
So to have that perspective of knowing that students are kind of struggling, and one of the quotes they used was, like, working and going to school at the same time is challenging. And even though it's something that a lot of students do, of, like, having a job outside of school, it's like that doesn't detract from the fact that there's a lot going on in their life, because it's not just going to school, but it's going to 5 different classes maybe, and then also doing, like, 8-hour shifts.
Yeah, and the homework for all those classes on top
Absolutely.
Of it. Yeah, one of her interviews, Suzanne Batista, an academic advisor here, she recognized this trend and notes that, like, the struggles of being in college is, like, you know, the race with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, trying to beat your own record and trying to be better than yourself. And doing your best is a win in itself.
Absolutely.
And it's something that more students could, you know, recognize. She also, obviously, she reinstates, like, you know, we have resources on this campus for students if they do feel overwhelmed and stuff. Another point that was brought up in the article that I thought was kind of, like, a unique, I don't know, part of the conversation around this is that, like, I don't know, the article was kind of just encouraging students to focus on working, like, collaboratively and working together, and how, you know, like, you're not fighting this battle alone. You can lean on the individuals around you.
No, definitely.
And, like, of course, don't, like, cheat on your stuff with them.
But there's nothing wrong with, like, working together on a homework assignment.
But to,
like,
share,
you want
to
have
workload
a conversation.
If it makes it easier. And also just, like, genuinely, I don't know, you've been there. I've enlisted you for this. But, like, doing something next to someone just so there's someone else in the room, like, literally makes you walk in easier.
No, yeah, because it's, like, if I see someone else around me being productive, I should also kind of be productive as well.
Yeah.
And I think that this sort of, like, this whole conversation about hustle culture and the grind set kind of leads into this bigger conversation about, like, where we're at as a country. Because it's, like, we see on social media all this stuff being pushed about, like, we always got to be doing this, we always got to be locked in, and, like, these sort of, like, hustle culture influencers that kind of, like, sort of set this narrative further into society and things like that. And it's, like, with the cost of living and everything kind of rising overall, it's, like, people have more and more of a motivation to want to, like, be motivated and always kind of want to be on top of their game.
Yeah, it definitely, it just reinforces this whole, like, you're battling yourself. You'll never be better than you.
Yeah.
In the, like, literal way. Like, you'll never be good enough with that mentality. You'll never be good enough for yourself.
You can only be your best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's that time again. You can listen to a different podcast, but not this one. Because that's it for this week's episode of DT Pod. Be sure to pick up a copy of Daily Titan on campus or check us out at dailytitan.com to read the articles mentioned and many more. Thank you all for listening, and day after day,
week after week. If you like us, we love you.
All right, guys, they're telling me to roll the credits, so you know credits gotta go where credits due. So first of all, we're gonna give a special thank you to our executive producers, Isaiah Malari and Emily Wilson. We're also gonna throw down another thank you to our producer, Luis Vizcaino. Another thank you going out to Raniel Santos, our assistant producer. And another thank you to Michelle King, another one of our assistant producers. Another thank you is heading on over to Bijan Susharisadeh for providing the music in this week's episode. And the biggest thank you of them all goes out to you guys, the listeners, for tuning in this week and tuning in next week, because we know you. Stay tuned and make sure you pick up a copy of the Daily Titan student newspaper. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.